I love these kind of stories of Jesus healing people. Many of them have very particular parts that we maybe sometimes would overlook. The first point is that Bartimaeus, this blind beggar, was somewhat quite well known. We knew his father. It goes, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And that's no big deal because in Aramaic, Bar means son. So, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And Gesundheit to you, yeah. Bartimaeus. And so the first point I would like to make is that Jesus knows those who are in need. He knows us by name. And maybe you and I are not blind beggars on the side of the road, but there are lots of people on the side of the road. People who are in need. And the Lord knows them by name. He knows their families. He knows who their father is. He knows who their mother is. So when we look at the news, and I'm going to do a little news as we go along, and we see all these hordes of refugees or immigrants, they're all known to the Lord. We're going to talk a little bit about hurricanes. We know about the ravages of hurricanes. And Cardinal DiNardo and all the bishops have asked us to do a second collection today for those who suffered through Hurricane Florence in the Carolinas and with the unfortunate name of Hurricane Michael, who hit Florida. We know some people still here after Harvey have not had the means to rebuild along the coastal cities. And so the Lord knows them by name. He knows us by name when we cry out to him. Just a little bit more about names that have son in them. Bartimaeus is rather famous. Bartholomew, one of the apostles, or at least that was the other name for Nathanael, means son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, son of Bartholomew, Bartholomew. So St. Bart's in Katy is Bartholomew, son of Tholomew. Now there's another rather famous son of, and that's Simon Peter. In the great promise to him, Jesus says, "You, Simon Peter, son of John." Well, and actually it is Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, another name for John. You are a rock, and upon this rock, etc., etc. A little interesting story about Bar-Jonah is during the Second Vatican Council, when all the bishops were in St. Peter's, they needed their second cup of espresso in the morning. And so they had coffee bars somewhere in St. Peter's, and one of them was named Bar-Jonah. Now, in a Roman bar, you can get other things. But anyway, Bar-Jonah, yes. So, the Lord knows us. We are his sons and daughters, and he knows us by name, the first thing. The second thing is that Bartimaeus asks to see. Now, that seems simple enough. If we are blind, we want to see. But may I suggest, and this is my challenge today, that the Lord wants us to see as he sees. To see how he sees the world and other people. To have his compassion. To see that these other people too are his children. You see, we live in a very divisive time. So much polarization. So much hate, even in our own country. Yesterday with the bombing of the synagogue in Pittsburgh, and this past week with the pipe bombs to the various high-ranking Democrats. And the Lord is reminding us that we need to see as he sees. There is no place for hate, no place for violence. And so we have to pray that the Lord will help us to see what he sees and to try to see some good with others with whom we may vehemently disagree. But of course, we have to also seek the truth and to help others come to the truth. There are people who are absolutely wrong. They're still God's children. We need to love them, but we need to find a way to see some good in them and to try to get across to them the truth of God's plan. Now, is that easy? No. But that's what the Lord is calling us at this time, to see with his eyes. So we're going to ask the Lord, I want to see. It is to see as he sees for our world and for peace. Then it says that he was healed and he followed him. That's all part of being a disciple. This connects with the first reading, one of the many readings that has to do with the exile coming back from Babylon. And it says that the Lord would heal the blind and the lame. He would also be compassionate to mothers and their children. Four very vulnerable members of society. In traveling and being immigrants or being refugees, if you cannot see, if you cannot walk, you need special attention to be able to see where we are going and to walk. Just talked with a friend of mine who did the Camino in Spain, and she's not as old as I am, but she said it's quite a physical endurance to walk El Camino in Spain, but she survived, she made it, so she's good. But to walk when you have to, or when you've made a decision to flee because of violence or whatever in the Middle East or issues in Central America, which are real, by the way, you need to be able to know where you're going and to be able to walk. Women and children, to take care of those who are in need. This is more basic than the political issues that concern them, that people are people. So we have to pray for good and just ways of dealing with these issues. And there are many sides to those questions. But the Lord is saying, can you see my people? Because, let's be honest, you and I have been in need periodically. We may be in need again. We need to know that the Lord sees us when we can't maybe see or maybe walk in his way. A few other things to sort of tie this up together. As I mentioned earlier, Cardinal DiNardo was asked of the second collection goal for the victims of the two hurricanes. And hopefully, because we have been blessed, we will be as generous as we always are. There's also in the bulletin a letter from him as Cardinal, as head of the American bishops, about the whole sexual scandal. As you may or may not know, the bishops of Texas have decided to make all the names of priests who have been accused public sometime by January. So we'll see how that goes. Transparency, I think, is a very good thing. And we also have to pray that the purification, that's the verb I would use, that needs to happen, will happen amongst our bishops and cardinals who maybe haven't been so transparent. It will not be easy. It will not go quickly. But we need to pray that it happen in God's will and his ways. So please read that letter. This is also Priesthood Sunday, mainly from the second reading that has to do with Christ the High Priest. As you know, I have been dedicating my life to seminary work and trying to train future priests 28 years, and I still love it. I like teaching. I like stating what I think the gospel and our tradition says. But we have to pray that all our priests and bishops and cardinals continue, and let's pray, of course, for Pope Francis, continue to grow in holiness and grace and be the spiritual leaders that you deserve. That's my goal. So pray for us. Earlier masses, we had some cake. Why do they think they need to feed us sugar? I don't know. And they had our pictures. They stuck me in the middle. I suspect that was so that Father Wayne and Father Michael could shine some youth and beauty onto me. But anyway, there it was. But pray for us. Pray for all the priests you know. Pray for our bishops, that we may see as the Lord would want us to see.